right now, we are not ripoffs. We are not scam artists.
I am.
We have absolutely no concern with doing quality at this point.
You say that like we're capable of doing that.
It's Loose Cannon Radio. Going live now.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Loose Cannon Radio. On the air once again, I am Brad Mulhook.
I'm Peter Coffin.
And we are a couple of complete jackasses.
What's new?
Oh, man. From what started out to be a crappy day, I'm actually feeling pretty good. Our phone number, 269-325-1987. You can also get us on Skype. You can join us in the chat at nowlive.com/loosecannonradio or, of course, our website, loosecannonradio.com. Plus, starting tonight, we have a couple of new ways to contact us. We are officially up and running with good old Skype.
Yeah, that's been quite an exercise right there.
Certainly has. And, of course, there's also now our AOL Instant Messenger, which is just Loose Cannon Radio. That is up right now and running. So if you want to send in your commentary or you got something to add to one of our bits, feel free to drop us an IM.
Yes.
Ah.
We listen. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, just usually we have nothing to listen to.
Yeah.
Because nobody calls because nobody likes us.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're doing a radio show and no one likes us. That's cool.
Yeah. Could be worse, right?
Yeah, we could have AIDS. How sad is it that that's already becoming a staple? Before you start in with your Maroon 5 shit, let me counter it by saying this. Yeah, I decided that from now on I'm just going to play that at random times because it amuses me.
Well, what's not to like about... Yeah, I'm lying. I hate that.
Well, in that case...
Here we go.
I only like it because it's so goddamn dumb.
It is.
Yeah.
You douchebag.
Shut up!
Okay. Consider it done, my friend.
Okay, well,
so how's your week been going?
Too long, man. It's too long.
You.
I hate it. I hate life. I hate work. And I hate you.
Well, that's not good. That's bad.
Outside the radio show, all I ever want to do is just, you know, forcibly sodomize you with a broomstick.
I thought you said you hated me.
Easy now.
We got a great show tonight.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Listen, most typical thing you could possibly say. We got a great show tonight. We've got so many things to talk about. You wouldn't believe it.
Suddenly I'm Krusty the Clown.
The word swastika means to be good.
Ooh. Well, in that case, I have a lot of to-be-goods all around my room.
Your house is just literally covered in stuff that means to be good. That's the only reason I got it, man.
Because it means to be good, so I put a tattoo of it on my penis.
And not just on my penis, but on my balls.
Yes.
On my legs, on my arms, on my face.
There's
swastikas all over my body.
What
it means to be
the good. The goatee that I have, it's not really a goatee. Oh, we're getting a call already?
Hey, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hello. Jerk face.
Who this be, man?
Hey, you're on the air. What's your name?
Am I supposed to be hearing you guys? Because I don't hear anything.
Can you hear us now? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Well, I can hear it now because I'm on the phone, but...
You mean you don't hear us on the show?
What? I don't hear anything on the player thing. But anyway, so I got no idea what you guys are talking about, but...
Well, that's good, because we don't either.
This is Patrick, isn't it?
Really? Well, I'm going to start talking about something anyway, so...
No, it's not Patrick.
Whoa. Who is this?
It's kind of hard to hear you guys, but anyway...
What's your name? So,
who are you? Identify yourself.
Oh, my name's Coleman. I go to Channelview High School, and I'm on one of the debate teams and stuff.
Okay.
I'm on that, website that Peter Coffin has.
Okay.
Oh.
PeterCoffin.com.
Yeah. Yes, which, of course, DVD available now.
Yes. Yeah. By the way...
So there's this band called Stalag, right? And I just wanted to tell everybody about it because it's, just fucking hilarious.
Language, sir.
The band's name stands for some... It's some kind of weird acronym.
We are not on, dude.
But,
wait, we are. We're on. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, dude, we definitely are on because Kill is sitting there saying that she can hear us, but she can't see us. Which, I'm sorry, tough luck, but we're too ugly for camera.
Yeah. Well, the camera does nothing but crash my computer, and, well, quite frankly, you do nothing but crash your camera.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know what you guys are saying. I'm just talking about a camera.
Yeah, well, the chat that we have... How are you on the Loose Cannon Radio? How are you listening to us right now?
Yes.
Or trying to?
Yes.
I'm confused. Do I just keep talking?
Clearly. Yes. We asked you a question, you answer with a statement.
That's usually how a conversation works, sir.
What? I can't even hear what you guys are saying. That's my problem.
Well, hold on just a second here. Can you hear us on the phone?
Huh?
Can you hear us on the phone?
Yeah, I can. Kinda.
Okay.
Well,
Okay.
This is Coleman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously you can hear me, because I said your name and you responded. This is what I want you to do. Tell me how you are listening to the show.
I'm on the loosecannonradio.com thing.
Okay. And you're not getting anything?
No.
Okay, sir, have you tried clicking on where it says Big Player with Chat?
Huh?
The show won't just play for you automatically. You have to make it start.
It's supposed to start automatically. It started, but I didn't hear nothing.
Okay. All right.
Okay, terrific.
We do know for a fact we are broadcasting our show, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
You got me, dude. What'd you have to call in and say besides that?
He called to plug a band.
Yeah, you wanted to plug a band?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't really want to plug him, but I think we all should know about him.
Whoopsies.
Oh, that was wonderful. We get that so much. Just people telling us, I can't hear anything. Well, perhaps if you weren't trying to listen over a 28.8 connection.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what that guy's problem was.
I don't know, because the lovely official Loose Cannon girl, Kill Pinocchio, can hear us.
Yeah, she's over there. You can see her on the webcam, slightly amused.
Yeah, we give her shout-outs all the time because she's always plugging us.
And is always on the webcam also.
Yes.
Always.
Salud.
Cheers, mate. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We did a bit of a tease on... I put up a bulletin on MySpace for people to kind of know what's going on the show today. We've got Steve-O insane. We've got a fat ass eating tacos. We've got
and there's a story about a guy eating tacos.
Yeah, it's great.
There's just a fat
Believe
ass
me.
Eating tacos on the show.
Yeah,
in fact, he's one of the hosts.
You get nothing.
Yeah,
it's true. You do get nothing for doing the show.
Yeah, that's in regards to leftovers, though. Dude, can I have some of that when you're done?
You get nothing!
God damn!
my dog just came downstairs. I'm trying to get her out of here.
Dog, scat. Scat. Yeah, she understands scat. She understands scat. Hey!
I'm going to kick the dog in the face.
Scat, you!
Okay, Pete, can you just talk for a second while I get rid of stupid here?
Okay. What really sucks is I have to pee really bad.
Oh.
Like, I'm just sort of sitting here like, all right.
Well, in that case, I'll tell you what. I suppose we could go ahead and take our first break a little earlier than expected so we can get everything set up.
Yeah, we're going to come back here with a great little story about something interesting happening in the world. Oh, yeah, we also have an update on the idiot with the toilet seat for 2 years, the fat, ugly woman with the hillbilly boyfriend.
Oh, yes, indeedy-do.
So we're going to hit a break. We're going to come back. We are going to destroy your faces with that.
With we're going to destroy your fucking souls with great radio, man.
And,
I just suck at life.
And that'll be that.
Yeah. All right. Well, in the meantime, go ahead and enjoy this little bit of loveliness here. A little song from the incomparable Dennis Leary called I'm an Asshole. Stick with us. We'll be right back. It is Loose Cannon Radio.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way.
Uh-uh.
No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, yo, yo. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, yo. Singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Nah, I'm an asshole. Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. Hot pink! With whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words. Nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed
drop the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal?
Hamonetto, yo, 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 Hamonetto.
Tell me to stay away from you. Like, Mike's going live. Hold on here. And then, and then you make this high-pitched, horrendous noise.
Kind of sounded like a gerbil getting fucked, didn't it?
Trust me, I can vouch for that.
Oh, as can I. We are back with the Loose Cannon Radio. I am Brad, of course. This is Young Peter.
Yes, yes.
And we have a couple of things to get out there.
Yeah.
Such as our phone number, 269-325-1987. Give us a call. You can get us on AOL Instant Messenger. Loose Cannon Radio is the name. And, of course, there's the chat, the big player with the chat, with the noise coming through. You can get to that at nowlive.com/loosecannon. Or an option.
Yes.
LooseCannonRadio.com, and there's a link to the big player with the chat, so you can take part in our lovely little escapades. Escapades.
Yes. We also have Skype now.
Whatever it is, it's wonderful.
Yes.
Tell the people about the Skype.
Yeah, you can get on Skype. You can click call person, type in Loose Cannon Radio right in there. You will get right into the show there.
And you'll be so happy, you'll make this noise.
I only make that noise when I'm happy, believe me. So remember last week we had the broad stuck to the toilet?
That means yes.
Well, we've got an update. We've got an update on 35-year-old Pam Babcock.
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 Babcock. Yes, I guess you could. I guess we could call this your toilet seat broad update.
Toilet seat.
We'll just call it toilet cunt.
Well, toilet cunt update.
This is your weekly toilet cunt update.
Oh, I like toilet cunt update. This is your toilet cunt update. The very latest in a riveting news story. Oh, I need some sort of music.
I need to get some dramatic music.
Some sort of... We need toilet cunt music.
I think I have something.
That is not cool.
Oh, you love me.
Yeah, I do.
Physically.
Yeah, it happens. Action music. Like, I need some, like... something like fast and cool.
Like that?
Yeah. Okay. Toilet cunt update.
You really gotta turn that down. It's too fucking loud.
Your toilet cunt update. That's kind of cool sounding. Yeah, so anyway, police have laid charges against the boyfriend of a woman who became stuck in a toilet after sitting on it for 2 years.
He was charged with having terrible taste.
Touché, my dear friend. The Associated Press reported Corey McFerrin, 37, has been charged with mistreating a dependent adult after he called Kansas police earlier this month to say something was wrong with his girlfriend, 35-year-old Pam Babcock. Babcock.
Of course something's wrong with her. She won't get off the fucking toilet.
Yeah. Sheriff Brian Whipple, who was ironically named, told police...
Yeah, he really is.
Don't squeeze the Charmin, Sheriff Whipple.
So anyway, Brian Whipple told the AP it appeared Miss Babcock's skin had grown around the seat, which we covered last week.
Yeah, how can it appear that way? Either it has or it hasn't. It doesn't really look like that unless, you know, it's not like a splinter.
I'm not sure, but I think that woman has grown to that toilet seat. I don't know. It's kind of a gray area for me, though. So anyway, we pried the toilet seat off the toilet with a pry bar. The seat went with her to the hospital, Sheriff Whipple said. Of course it did.
The seat was treated and has been diagnosed as being okay.
However,
I couldn't come up with any with a better improv than okay.
It will never recover mentally, though. That is a scar. That is a scar right there.
Scarred for life, just like her fat ass.
His next quote is, "The hospital removed it." It's hard to imagine. Still have a hard time imagining it myself. Miss McFerrin said he took Miss Babcock food every day and repeatedly asked her to come out of the bathroom, and she refused.
You know, after, I think I said this last week, but after like a day or two, wouldn't you just like grab her and say, get the fuck out of the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like drag her out forcibly and then, you know, put a padlock on it. From now on, you poop in the woods, whore.
My family's in the woods, though. Oh, no.
Shut up, toilet cunt.
Toilet cunt was afraid of her family. The toilet cunt update is concluded with this. McFerrin is expected to face court next month, at which point we'll have another toilet cunt update.
Where's your mind, sir?
It's on the cock, obviously.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
That's our official toilet cunt update music.
Yes. Velvet Revolver for a brother.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It works, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're taking calls, 269-325-1987. We'd really like to know what you think about Miss Babcock and her boyfriend, who is now in trouble with the law.
Well, as he should be. Not for not calling the cops, but for dating someone that dumb in the first place.
Remember what he looked like? Did you see him? Or did what? Oh, we have a call.
Oh, we've got a call.
Wow, it actually worked out where we called for somebody to call, and they called.
Somebody called. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
I actually have something that relates to this.
Excellent.
Fire away. So first off, what's your name?
It's the guy that called before.
Oh, it's Coleman?
I can hear you guys now.
Turn down your radio in the background. We can hear us in the background now.
And that's not a good thing. No. We don't want to hear us.
I think this opens up, like, a whole new opportunity for the toilet seat-making industry to have commercials, you know, that say stuff like...
This,
you know,
will not stick to your ass?
Company, the official toilet seat of this toilet cunt.
And he used the phrase, all right.
So comfortable, you want to sit on this and become a fat bitch and not get off in 2 years.
All right.
Okay, all right, you know
You're okay with us now.
Yes, and you just gave me an idea. I think next week I might have to have a promo for...
The toilet gun? That's Brad's goal for the week now, is to create toilet...
And that was also my first tease.
Yes.
I've done well.
Next week, Bradley, with the toilet cunt official seat.
All right. Hey, I think I just felt my dick move a little bit. All right. Thanks
I'm
a lot,
not,
Coleman. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Coleman. We'll talk to you later, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, that was our first...
legitimate call.
Yeah.
Non-psychotic. Like, ever.
Because Fire used to call all the time, but it was always stuff like,
I love you, Peter Kaufman, but I didn't know you last I want to marry you, Peter Kaufman.
She's sitting there spouting off stupid old songs and poetry that we've either heard many a time in the past or...
she wrote about me.
It was just horrendous.
I don't know about that, lady.
Putrid is the term. How much you want to bet
she
has...
I want to marry you, Peter Kaufman.
How much you want to bet she has centipedes all over her vagina?
her vagina, you say?
Yes.
We also take calls via Skype. If you don't want to use your telephone,
television.
You plug a microphone into your computer. You go to Skype.com, download the thing, and hit up Loose Cannon Radio on Skype.
And don't forget that we now have AOL Instant Messenger here in the studio.
Absolutely.
By which I mean my basement.
Absolutely.
That, of course, is Loose Cannon Radio, just like absolutely everything else. Are you noticing a pattern here yet?
We need some lights. We're in your basement, yeah. So it's a little dark in here.
Okay, terrific.
Not that I don't want it dark. To get it in the mood.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Thank you. I was actually hoping that was where you were going to go with that. So do we want to talk about the dead baby bread?
No!
By which I mean yes.
Yeah, so the dead baby bread. A couple who went to feed ducks sparked a 6-hour underwater search after reports a baby had been thrown into the canal.
The couple was quoted as saying this.
So they thought somebody threw a baby into the canal and not the one that the baby came out of.
vagina. Yeah, that was a twat joke.
Easy now.
Axel knows about the cunt.
Yeah, he is one.
Police were called to the canal in Ashton under Lynn in the Greater Manchester, England again.
The Greater Manchester area. Of course, if I was English, I'd throw my baby into a canal either. I don't want a grown up with screwed up teeth. Bad enough I have it. I'd throw the baby into the canal with me tied to it.
I know you'll never be a dentist.
Wonderful.
Police called in the canal, blah, blah, blah. Nearby mill workers reported a bag had been thrown into the water, prompting fears it contained a baby.
Yeah, because when I think about a bag being thrown into some water, my first instinct is to wonder if there's a baby in it.
That prompts fears within me. I think an infant might be contained in that bag. The workers from medical equipment company Mediprop called 999. They don't call 911 in Britain, apparently. They call 999.
And get a porn sex number. Porn sex? Did I actually just say
porn
that?
Porn sex.
Oh, my God, I suck.
Porn
sex. Sorry, I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did
porn
that.
Sex. porn sex number, huh?
Yeah. And with that, I give you this.
Porn sex number. Let's talk about dead babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That really gets my hog wild.
The specialist search ended when fire crews recovered the bag from the canal bed and found that it contained bread. Which Saheed Muhammad and his wife... they were old Muslim people were concerned that a dead baby had been thrown in.
They were concerned that a dead baby had been thrown into the water, and their biggest concern wasn't that. Their biggest concern was that, well, that baby could have been used in a firebombing.
Okay. The last infant bomb we set off.
The last infant bomb we set off was premature. It detonated when it was still in the womb.
Oh, that's gross.
I'm just an awful person.
You are. But that's why you're here, right?
Could have been.
You're on an awful radio show.
It's like those retarded women that were used as unwitting suicide bombers about a month ago. Maybe a little more than that.
You can just imagine this person whipping a plastic bag around. There's a flammable child within.
We could have strapped bombs to that baby. Why are you throwing it away? It's perfect. Oh, it was aborted. Okay. That's perfectly... You should have just flushed it, but it might clog, so I guess the river's the best way.
We got a shock when the police turned up.
I'm just a prom, not dumpster baby.
A prom night dump. I don't believe I've heard that one.
You haven't seen that Family Guy?
No.
Oh, my God. Excellent episode, sir. Excellent.
When is it not excellent?
Oh, I know.
Tell me that.
Yeah, we might have to try to find that for a little later in the show.
Okay. So we got a shock when the police turned up because it was such an awful thing to think about.
No, well, we got a shock when the police turned up because they thought because they instantly saw that we were Muslims and tased us for several hours.
We got a no. They got a shock. No, they got a shock when the police showed up and didn't tase them. Like, oh my God,
they're being nice. What the hell is going on here?
We hear you've got seen a dead baby thrown in the river. Yes, we are very concerned. We could have bombed something with it.
We could have thrown it into a crowd of people while it was on fire and screaming.
We could have gone to Ozfest and
We could have gone to Ozfest with it and thrown it on stage. Taken out Ozzy Osbourne and a few of his fucking fans.
Assuming he did not eat it first.
He probably would. Fucking Ozzy.
Who threw this dead baby up here? Ow. Yum.
Oh, my God.
You're being really immature.
Does everything else sound right still? Oh, my. Oh, that's right. I turned everything way down.
You're being really immature.
There you go, little buddy.
I turned it down so I could turn music on, and then I don't have any more music, so.
Bing-a-bing-a-bing-a-bing.
So, basically, the gist of this is a couple sees someone throwing bag in river. Couple thinks it is a dead baby. Turns out to be loaf of bread.
And to that, all I can say is this. It just sounds like a bad laugh-in joke, doesn't it?
What?
It kind of does, though, you know?
Remember that bread you threw in the water for ducks? Well, police just spent the past 6 hours searching for a dead baby and found out that was it.
It just
you just wasted 6 hours of police time with your bread.
Now is bad.
Do we want to hit something else or we want to break?
What else you got on tab there, buddy?
Boy, we're just running through. We want to go with next thing is we start getting audio here, so we're gonna have to start spending longer on topics coming up.
Okay.
So we've got Steve-O and we've got Lardass and his tacos. Oh, let's hit one more. I got one more story we can do before break. Speaking of which, okay, a mom of three was caught twice over the legal alcohol limit when she had two children in the back of her car. When Jennifer Lowry, 38, was arrested, she hid her car keys in an intimate place in a bid to convince police she had not been driving. I don't have keys. Like, they pull this woman over, and in an effort to not appear as if she'd been driving, she hid her keys in her vagina. That works
quite like, creative.
It creative, but I would think that if you're driving and you get pulled over, and suddenly these keys are gone, you don't have really that. I'm so drunk I can't find the key. Oh, they're in my badge. Like I don't get how.
Pardon me, madam. Have you been allowing a fish to drive your car?
All of a sudden, the panic button goes off. It's like, how did that happen? Oh,
Christ. Oh, I have that a video up of the prom night dumpster baby. You want to hit that real quick before we go to break?
Yeah, let's hit that.
All right. I can't believe you've never heard this. Now, what you got to keep in mind is that there's babies singing and dancing during this. A bunch of fetal things. And it's wonderful.
Yummy.
Peter, you and I need to talk about Quagmire. He's been living with us for over a month, and I think it's enough now.
Lois, I'm the whole reason he lost his job and his house. Besides, I can't throw my best friend out on the street like a prom night dumpster baby.
Hey, what are you doing out here? Don't you want to dance?
Sure.
I'm just a prom night dumpster baby. I got no mom or dad. Prom night dumpster baby. My story isn't long, but boy, it's awfully sad. And though I came from a hole,
and though we came from a hole,
I'm singing right from the soul.
He's singing right from the soul.
My fanny needs a blanket and somebody to spank it. I miss my mom,
but she's at the prom.
So I'm a prom night dumpster baby.
They're all dancing using their umbilical cords as canes.
Oh.
And I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
They're all twirling their umbilical cords.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot. I think in the 60s when that type of music, like early 60s, when that type of music was extremely popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would have done well.
I think it could have very well been a hit.
Yep.
So we're talking about sexual things here, so why don't we go to break with a little song by a band you may have heard of them. I don't know, Tool. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. You know, sexual things. So why don't we go ahead and go to break with this, with one of the hidden tracks off one of their albums. It's Maynard's Dick. This is Loose Cannon Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
How do you not love that riff? We are back with more Loose Cannon Radio.
Yes, we are.
Our phone number, 269-325-1987. Give us a call whenever you want during the course of the show.
Yes.
Because afterwards, we're just not going to answer it.
All right. And also, don't forget, you can Skype us, Loose Cannon Radio. You can, actually, you don't even need to use the phone number. If you go to loosecannonradio.com, there's a call me button that you just put your telephone number in there, and it calls both of us from the website. You get a ringing sound to us, and it's pretty sweet.
You'll probably interrupt us having sex, but you know.
But you know, it's kind of a trade-off of doing live radio while you're having sex. So anyway, I'm Peter Coffin.
And I am not.
We know. We are aware.
I am Brad Mulhwick.
We've got...
Which, by the way, in case any of you are interested in it, you can actually get meat as well on MySpace. It is myspace.com/salmon_hat. I don't know if any none of you probably are that interested, but, you know, just in case.
And if you can't remember that, just go to the Loose Cannon MySpace and click the second person on the friends list.
Yeah. Or there's always loosecannonradio.com. There is a direct link to my MySpace since actually have a website.
Yep.
Peter does.
Yeah, petercoffin.com.
Where the DVD is now available.
Yes, and every video that goes up is just a zinger.
You really do some fucking good stuff, though.
Thank you.
No
problem. I'm not used to this type of honesty from you. Well, I mean, it's obviously honest because you're complimenting my work, but...
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
Damn! You just been pwned!
Well, there really is no great way to seg into it given our last break. But actually, before we get into the next story, I want to read some... I want to read some stuff off of the old chat here. We've got a sick asshole.
Yeah, I know.
Who's in our instant feedback? Who's going by the name of Prophetic Hindsight? And he sends these jokes. How do you put a baby in a blender?
How?
Feet first, so you can see the expression on his face. Oh my God, that is so bad.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
And, of course, what's red, gooey, and crawling up your leg?
What?
A homesick, aborted fetus. See, the way I figure, no matter how horrible it is, if I just hit that sound afterwards, it's okay.
The Holocaust! Hitler!
The word swastika means to be good.
We probably both shouldn't have that.
I just pissed my pants.
All right. End of the quarter. Score of 9 million sounds. All right, so...
Yeah, but there really is no easy way to seg into this one. Normally we have some kind of seg plan, but I say we just get right into it. Steve-O from Jackass fame is in the fucking loony bin.
Yes, he's legitimately crazy now.
Yes.
Like certified, ready, suicide watch crazy.
Or at least he was at the time that we got this bulletin.
Yeah. I'm not going to bother reading his letter. He wrote a letter, which was eventually turned into a press release that is all over the internet now.
Well, of course. You can just go ahead and Google that one if you want to see it, because for us to read it would just really be redundancy.
Yeah. What we want to get into here is a video of Mr. O speaking.
Yes.
This is him.
Well, if you can call it speaking.
Yeah. I'm assuming this is him... Well, actually, there's coke hanging from his nostril, so we know what he's been doing.
Yeah, amongst other things, because the video doesn't really show track marks too well. So.
Yeah, so here we go.
Yep. We're growing.
Yeah, we're supposed to be. Open that in a new window, I guess, because it's not doing anything. Here, hold on.
And cue the Jeopardy music.
Okay. Let's try that again. All right, I got it.
I don't care. What, do you think I was playing that as filler?
Here we go.
Here they go. They're going. This picture of hamsters dancing and having sex gives me a rod. That needs to be our outro music.
Oh, that reminds me. Did I actually...
No.
I did get the Hulk music.
Ooh, good boy.
All right, here we go. What is wrong
Fuck
with this stupid
you.
Thing? All right, we're going to YouTube. We're going to YouTube to do this. We're not bothering with Steve-O's site anymore.
Butt sex.
You douchebag.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Da 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 dun dun. All right, so here's something interesting. There's no sound to the video at all. Can I play sound?
You're being really immature.
Yes, I can. I guess never mind on Steve-O.
Yep.
No, it's no, it's not working at all.
I'm going to have to turn that into a drop. I like that.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
It's so fucking dumb that it's wonderful. Let me see if I can come up with anything there, young Peter.
Someone just got out of jail. You would think that all that time in prison would have taught me something.
And just the way he just cackles maniacally immediately after saying that.
And the way he says it, listen
to
him
say
it.
The way I got out
of prison.
I kind of like that. It's kind of like...
Someone just got out of jail. You would think that all that time in prison...
In prison.
...would have taught me something.
Far away from my favorite fruit of that is blueberries.
Would have taught me something.
Mr. Freiburg.
He's talking like one of those chicks in one of those old movies, like a... Would have taught me something there.
Would have taught me something there, big boy.
Yeah, exactly. He's not high at all right there.
Oh, not even a little.
Now I'm going to tell you, I'm dead sober, you see?
Oh, no.
Are you? Are you
no,
really?
No, you're not.
Are you really?
We know for a fact, dude. By the way, you know you have a problem when you're obviously coked up and you're saying, I'm dead sober. It's pretty obvious.
That's just funny.
I was so drawn into the colors.
And I love you. With you, honestly. It's not all about you. Or me. It's about us.
And at this point, he's not even making... He's already reduced to the point where he's not talking about anything.
Like, what sucks about...
He's allowing his jaw and lips to move, and words are just falling out like an aborted baby.
And they're crawling
easy
back up
his leg.
But I like Steve-O. I think he's an amusing individual, but there's
something seriously wrong in this video. I also think that he's a lot smarter than he lets on.
He is, definitely.
He just chooses to ignore it.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, regardless of that, he's a hilarious dude.
Yeah, he's a very interesting and entertaining individual.
Yeah, right.
See?
Okay, I'm stealing that one. I want that as a drop.
Okay.
Rewind that just a little bit until you play that stupid laugh of his again.
Not all about you. For me.
That's...
It's about us. See?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, hold on. I got to write that down because I'll forget.
It's at 5 minutes or 33 seconds into the
33 seconds
into Steve-O is big time bipolar.
Stupid Steve-O giggle makes me oh shit, I probably shouldn't have said that alone.
Okay, we have to make it past this time.
All right, now I'm going to teach you Red how to juggle. Go on, Liz. Come to the Garden of Eden.
Come to the Garden of Eden, he says.
Which well, isn't he damn near nude in this?
Yeah, he's not wearing a whole lot.
Isn't it like just a Speedo or something?
I haven't seen... I just see down to his waist at the moment, and there's... I see a waistline, but I don't see what he's wearing, so let's continue.
That's a tease.
I've had fortune out of my mom.
What?
What? Wait, what?
I've had fortune from my mom.
Sounds like mush mouth.
I was so drawn into the colors.
Yeah.
That kid sounds like a little girl.
Yeah. He's my favorite drop, I think.
Okay. I'm a professional clown before I've ever on TV.
Bars. Now you're a professional coke addict.
Oh, your God.
There's the audience. They're around.
He's, okay, hold on.
He's describing the football.
He's actually laughing because something is round.
Yes.
He's giggling about a shape.
Balls. They're round.
Yeah, dude.
So is his one remaining brain cell.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to go get another tattoo of myself. I'm going to tattoo my own face on the head of my dick. So it looks like I'm throwing up when my dick comes. Then I'm going to go bang fat chicks and drink 900 beers in an hour. Dude.
And do coke off a penguin's head.
Okay, just like the orange.
Just holding them up to the camera right now.
What,
make sure
his,
you know they're oranges.
Balls?
No, is they're look to be oranges.
Also, he's juggling fruit. Pew. Linger, longer.
I love you.
Is he talking to the oranges?
Yes, he actually is.
Oh wow! I only made it through about half of this video before I just said, "Okay, I'm saving the rest for the show."
Wow.
That's another one. What's the time on that one?
That one would be 1 minute and 19 seconds.
That's another fantastic one.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And my collection's growing already.
You. Wow.
Oh, I'm stealing that one, too.
Which
Yeah, dude.
When he laughs, he sounds like a weasel jerking off. He does, dude.
He was just watching nature programs one day. He said, I'm going to start laughing like that, dude. I'm totally famous now, dude.
Yeah, he's famous enough that a couple of dumbasses that run a mediocre at best internet radio show are making fun of you.
Oh.
That's how famous you become.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we could get him on?
I'm sure we could.
I think we'll start putting a little effort behind that. Let's try to
Maybe once he gets out, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that
he
is.
He seems like the kind of guy that would do this just for the simple sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. And
then we could talk to him like him.
Yeah, dude.
So, dude.
So
like being
like...
such a dude.
So you're like, we're on Jackass for a while, right, dude?
Just an incessant use of the word dude.
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 Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Like, I love you, dude.
It's really creepy. Ooh, I would hate to drop one of these things.
I would hate to drop...
I'd hate to drop one of these things, dude.
It's an orange.
Yeah.
They're like 70 cents.
They're less than that.
They're like 50 cents, and he's made millions. Of course, he spent most of it on beer and Coke.
Obviously. For this specific day.
Yeah.
It was all for the... He spent the entire fortune on the Coke that he used this day.
Yeah, see, what you don't realize is that he's actually asleep right now. There's so much Coke in his system that it's making his body do things.
The Coke is like a puppet master at this point.
He just lines his pillowcases with it.
I'm a Muppet now, dude.
I'm totally just a puppet, dude.
Yeah.
Now go, excuse me, I'm going to go vomit for an hour and then fall asleep in it.
These oranges are my last possession, dude. I don't want to rock, drop them.
Don't want to rot, rip, rip.
That's for me.
Okay. I think I might actually unravel.
Did you hear that? I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Hold on one second, because I have to address something. I've been keeping an eye on the chat a little bit, and let's see here. There's just a debate going on about whether or not Kill Pinocchio is a bitch, and let me just state for the record, she's not a bitch.
Yeah.
And if you continue to call her one, we will basically just spend the rest of the show assaulting you.
Yes.
Verbally.
Yes.
Not physically, of course, because we don't know where you are.
Yep.
But, yeah, just the girl's cool. Leave her alone. And do us a favor. Quit trying to tell dead baby jokes while we're trying to do a show, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if that's all you got, like, come with some better ammo, dude.
Dude. Yeah, like, I know you're on the chat trying to be funny, man, but...
And if you honestly and legitimately think you're funnier than we are, go ahead. You're more than welcome to make a phone call to the show and prove it.
Yes, we would like you, actually, to call the thing. We'd like you to call 269-325-1987 right now.
Yeah. Like I said, if you honestly think you're funnier than we are, in which I'm assuming you do because you're telling jokes in a chat room while we're trying to do a show that you're supposedly listening to.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want to sit here and beat up listeners because, you know, at this point we'll take all we can get.
Yeah, but the point is you can't come after somebody who we're basically, at this point, with pretty much friends with.
Good friends with.
Good friends.
I adore her.
Yes. We really like Kill Pinocchio. She's great.
How do you
and
not?
You can't come after her on our chat room.
And
be like,
she's a little hottie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit.
So, dude, start with the dead baby jokes if it's bugging her, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's not so much that because I've always been a fan of.
I like dead baby jokes.
If somebody doesn't like something, that's their problem.
Yeah.
However, that basically, you know, like I say, my biggest problem at this moment is. We're trying to do a radio show. She's trying to enjoy it. And you're sitting there telling dead baby jokes. So like I say, if you honestly think you're funnier than we are, you're more than welcome to call up and prove it. But otherwise, just knock it off.
Actually, we'd like you to call up and prove it. Not just you're more than welcome to. We want you to.
Well,
we really, really want
you to. I really could give a shit less. I'd rather hear from other. I'd rather hear from people who are fans.
Actually, I just want somebody who's actually funny on the program.
Why do you have a chat then? For feedback on the show, not for you to do your own.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, especially since...
Jackass.
Especially since we're doing an audio show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, so... Yeah, we get... Like I said, if you've got qualms, call. If you
exactly.
don't...
Exactly.
If you don't participate in the way the chat is made for. Sounds to me like... Okay. You are a fan, I just like dead baby jokes.
Well, and you know what? That's fine. But, you know, wait till after the show to tell them, would you please?
Or even on top of that, wait till we start telling them to start telling them. Like,
yeah,
contribute to a discussion.
We covered that a while ago. Anyway, just that said, let's move along. More stupidity from Steve-O. Go.
Delayed.
History of time. That big red is going to on the tape.
Let's just let this go.
I can't even understand what he's saying.
I can't either.
This is going to be so good. We can't waste the time, fans. I mean, can't.
What the hell was that?
He said something about we can't waste time for the fans, and then he started...
This is going to be so good. We can't waste the time, fans. I mean, can't.
I don't get it. At all.
I want that drop, too. What's the timing?
The time is 2:05 for that. Write it down.
No, the time for that is always.
It's going to be so good. We can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good.
It's
going to
be so good.
Is he talking about the mountain of coke he's standing in front of?
It's going to be so good. Dude.
It's
going
to be so good. We can't wait to talk to fans. I mean, can't.
You got two drops there, Brad.
He's just sitting there making fart noises.
Yeah, you got to take that sound, and then you also got to take this. It's going to be so good, dude.
He's making little propeller noises.
You know, I'm really happy this man is getting help. That's
all I
have to say.
I am too, but I'm also really glad that they posted this video as evidence.
It's actually he posted it himself. It's his YouTube account.
Oh, well, all right then.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Okay, you just sound like a gremlin.
Yeah, dude.
You sound like you live inside of someone's asshole.
Make any sense?
There's nothing even to say about this shit.
Oh, God.
Of course I'm making perfect sense.
No!
And
no.
I think I'm going to have to... I'm just going to record all the audio from this and isolate what I want.
That's probably your best bet. This
Dude,
is
I'm
going
to be able
this
to make an entire
gold.
Scheme, an entire bank of sounds just on him.
Of Steve-O on coke.
What I'm saying is, I'm Steve-O.
That's you always have to revert.
We've established
back to
that.
When you're having drinking and or drugging problems and you've stopped making sense, you just have to reset, introduce yourself, start over.
My nation is the world.
Oh no.
Oh, your God.
My religion is too good.
And now he's juggling.
Ooh, I dropped one. Dropped one.
I dropped one.
Ooh.
Oh, he is wearing pants, by the way.
Oh, damn.
Got a little secret. First dimension, a pole, okay, straight line.
Both men must have sex with me!
Okay, one dimension, no big deal.
Oh, he's spinning around and pointing at the camera. Really, I think we should stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we probably hit the better moments of that.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
Okay, let's hit a break, and then let's get into the big story for the evening.
All right, there, we hit a break.
Okay.
Or not that kind.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Well, what's going to be good for a break this time?
I'd say anything. Really,
You like turkey. Okay, enough of that. How about a little Triumph the Insult comic dog for break?
Sounds good to me.
Alrighty, enjoy it. We'll be back. Loose Cannon Radio.
I thought my CD was done, but that's not what they say to an insult track. We need it for radio play. Ramming the names, I'll take a long, hard beat. Time to mess up the face like an MP3. American Idols, that's who I look for in the poop section of my local record store.
The yellow page, ripped it out.
I think it's like choosing which puddle of vomit to lick. And when I want something even more fruity and fake, I look up N for NSYNC or T for Timberlake. So many skills Justin's making a buck at. Does he rap? Does he sing? He doesn't know what to suck at. Now as for the bitches, let's give Britney thanks for the face that launched a million preteen skanks. You were a virgin, that had to be hard. You've had more bones in your mouth than a Saint Bernard. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
Yeah, you're a great actor.
Little dog, little joke.
Now let's go to Walmart where they won't sell my CD. That company's nuts are in a jar in aisle 3. But you can see Christina in all her sluthood. It's like watching porn, but the music's not as good. I want to stuff my TV's crotch with a dollar. Still, I'd hump you if I could wear my flea collar. You're looser than my poop after eating honeydew. Only 50 cents been plugged more than you. And yet you're too old for Fred Durst to desire. He's checking out the cast of Lizzie McGuire. Soon Fred will try to get Mandy Moore to open for him, and I don't mean on two. You're not the first Durst, poor R. Kelly. His videos premiere at the LAPD. I believe they set up an innocent guy. You know what that is? I believe I can fly. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I believe Michael, too.
Little dog, little joke.
Now look how freaking cool those guys from the Strokes are. Their riffs are three times as old as my jokes are. Hey, White Stripes guy, is that your wife or your sister? Shouldn't you be playing country music, mister? Hey, Coldplay, maybe you should be Cold Sore. Back when you were you two, I liked you so much more. Somehow your song Yellow reminds me of Pee. I think cause when it's over, it's a big relief to me. Yo, Pink, is that your hair or a tattoo? I didn't know Supercuts had a drive-thru. Yo, Nelly, what the hell kind of name is that? That's about as gangster as an Easter bonnet hat. And Snoop says he's clean now? You make the call. The guy's higher than Billy Joel's cholesterol. Snoop, there's only room for one dog, Putz. And I can rap. Can you lick your own nuts? Poop Diddy, are you in show business still? I didn't know wearing a suit was a skill. J-Lo, J-Lo, the giant Taylor. For a doggy's nose, that's the holy grail-o. Shakira's butt's fine, but it won't hold still, you see. I sniffed Elton John's tush just for all the history. I sniffed J-Lo's ass and got too touchy-feely. She let loose a bomb that was bigger than Geely. I kid.
Joke.
I joke a whizzy.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid. I even like, I don't
nothing
like athletes. Avril Lavigne, punk queen, now there's a key there. Go back north, Celine needs a babysitter. Philip Glass, atonal ass, you're not immune. Write a song with a fucking tune. And on the list of pussies, don't leave off MTV. I scared them and Eminem, so they gave the hook to me. Slim Shady, why do you find me so scary? We're just two regular dudes who bang Mariah Carey. Wipe off that frown, just do without. Hey, my mom was a bitch too, but I don't go writing songs about it. I kid. I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid. You know I never meant to hurt you. I kid. It's a joke, you see. Let's stop hating each other. Leave the pooping to me. Rock it to me, suck it to me, rock it to me, suck it to me, rock it to me, suck. I'm a rapping dog and I'm here to say rapper, 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 a tappa, happa, happa.
We are back with more Loose Cannon Radio.
Yes.
I, of course, am the fat guy, Brad Mulhook.
I'm the attractive guy, Peter Kaufman.
Yes, you certainly are. Especially with that big nose that looks like a penis.
Oh, yep.
I love it.
Well, believe me, you're not the only one. Okay. So, anyway, you want to call in 269-325-1987. You want to get us on AIM, it's Loose Cannon Radio. You want to get us on Skype, also it's Loose Cannon Radio on there. We've got some big stuff right now to start getting going in here. There's a big chat.
Have you ever seen that movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
That the doors opening and shutting.
Yeah. That is a good movie. There's a war going on in the chat at the moment.
Yeah, and it's completely ridiculous. We don't think
it's childish to tell dead baby jokes. That's not the problem. The problem is that you went after Kill Pinocchio. Kill Pinocchio is one of our own. That's the problem.
She is almost a part of the show at this point.
Pretty much.
She's become a staple in our chat. She hypes us to no end.
Yes.
She's the first official Loose Cannon girl. So you go after her, you're going after us.
Basically, yes.
That's essentially it. So just let it drop. Stop discussing it. Enjoy the show. And then later on, just masturbate it angrily a little bit, and you'll feel better.
Yes.
That's how I do it.
Angry.
That's when I get into a chat war, I just violently jerk myself off.
Grr, I hate them people in the chat, but I like my dick.
Yeah, pretty much. Just kind of punch my penis a few times.
Wham! Wham! This is making me cum! So anyway, speaking of things you like, there's a gentleman on this YouTube thing that likes tacos.
That's all I need to know.
There's a guy who likes tacos a little bit.
A little bit too much, what I understand.
Well, you see a picture of him, you know that he likes any type of food too much.
Yeah.
He's
this big guy who's
5 U's.
He's 400 pounds easy.
Yeah, easy.
And he has a bald head and a handlebar mustache that connects his face to the first of his chins.
But the second of his chins is like a mountain. It just can't climb.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's the Everest for every rich person.
Hair's not quite up to the challenge. It's not quite the same as those mountain climbers on The Price is Right.
It needs a Sherpa. It needs a Sherpa.
I'm awful.
Yeah. So anyway, how to scam Del Taco.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
feel good, right?
Of course, it starts.
And then
doing
he
the
looks,
fat
direct,
person clear
looks
the
directly
throat.
At the taco and says,
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So here we go.
Can I get a simple crash on that one, buddy?
Yeah. You mean a rim shot?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Was that what you meant?
Yes, that's what I was going after.
All right, good. I'm glad I didn't misunderstand you.
And I hit the wrong button I meant to hit.
I like turtles.
There we go.
All right. Well, let's skedaddle with a bit. We're sound effects maniacs here.
Ass of myself.
How to scam Del Taco.
I feel good, right?
You got this on camera, Bambino?
Got it.
Bambino.
Bambino.
You got this on camera, Bambino?
You got this on camera, fuck toy.
You are using a fisheye lens, correct? Otherwise, you cannot get my entire body.
He's not using a fisheye lens, though, and he obviously is not getting his entire body.
Well, the only way you can possibly get this guy his entire body would be an aerial shot. Now, I realize that's an old and hack joke, but I said it anyway. Wow. I was trying to say something. Make a false, angry point, and I just ended up doing this.
The first time I watched this video, by the way, it had 415 hits. It now is up to 85,292. But anyway, this is a fellow. We'll tell you a little bit more about him after we let him set himself up here.
All right. White noise, you're in the back. Sound check.
Chilling.
All right. Check this out. This yellow page, just ripped it out. Okay? Speakerphone. I'm about to call him and get us some free food. Check this.
About to call him, get us some free food, man.
Fat and broke. This guy's a real winner.
up. Let's see. Let's check. Del Taco sounds good, guys. Give me a yay.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a drop right there. Give me a yay. Yay. I'm going to definitely use that.
Del Taco sounds good. And then, meanwhile, his arteries are screaming,
no! Del Taco sounds bad!
His arteries are actually saying,
now is bad!
We're going to call the Del Taco.
If you can get your fat fingers to dial the numbers, you pig.
He's worried about the phone simply sinking into the fat on his hand.
Yeah, of course you know what they call handlebar mustache in prison, don't you?
What?
Prison pussy.
Those men wanted to have sex with me.
Ah!
Off of Riverside 874. Let's see what they have.
That was a pacemaker.
No, it definitely wasn't him censoring out a phone number. It was a pacemaker.
I had a good one.
Yes, I did. Here we go. Oh, boy. You got to see the grin on these people's face. They're like, oh, my God, we're going to do it. Oh, my God, we're actually doing this. Now he has a cardboard sign up that says Nickel and Dime Productions.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That'll definitely promote you if you hold up a cardboard sign with Sharpie written on it that says your production company's name.
That's not a bad idea.
People will believe you.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But of course it's a Nickel and Dime production. He blew all of his regular budget on his 8 refrigerators.
And what's inside them?
Nickel and Dime Productions. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it, man.
We cheap and we broke and we get arrested for this shit.
He's just resting this sign on his huge stomach.
Yeah, well, it's got to be good for something.
Yeah, how are you doing today? My name's Robert Kennedy. May I please speak to the manager?
My name's Robert Kennedy. How did he even come up with that?
Bobby Kennedy. That would be his nickname, and he should die the same way.
Hold on one moment. What's your name again?
My name's Mr. Kennedy. Robert Kennedy, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you very much.
2 minutes later, it says on the screen.
He's dead from a heart attack.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Rosie.
How you doing, Rosie? My name's Robert Kennedy. I frequent your establishment about 2 to 3 times a week.
Did you hear? Your establishment. That's how he says establishment. It says, like, establishment.
Times a week?
I didn't sound like that.
Thank you very much.
Listen to it. It sounds a lot. It sounds like he says establishment.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Rosie.
How you doing, Rosie? My name's Robert Kennedy. I frequent your establishment about 2 to 3...
Establishment.
Establishment. I frequent your... I frequent your...
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Rosie.
How you doing, Rosie? My name's Robert Kennedy. I frequent your establishment about 2 to 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling.
I think you're understating. Yeah,
the number of times that you visit
2 to 3 times
because it's week? Clearly 2 to 3 times an hour.
Hour. I was leaning towards a little more frequent than that.
About an incident that happened earlier. I talked to the manager
earlier. Your establishment earlier.
Your establishment earlier.
Your establishment earlier.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
They were getting off at the time they told me to call in.
They were getting off at the time they told me to call in.
Yeah, come in. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, your God.
They told me they were calling it the specialty taco for the day.
When I got home from work, basically what happened was I sent my son Isaiah and my son Cody in for not a substantial amount of food, but for a good amount of food. And when the food came back, I told them to take it back. They had no receipt from the order, and the order contained sour cream, and I don't eat sour cream. And at the same time, our sodas were wrong. And when I called, I actually called corporate.
I was actually able to dial the number by repeatedly jamming my kielbasa-sized finger into the keypad repeatedly.
I found a pencil that was lodged between two of my fat rolls, and I used it to dial the numbers. Bliff, bliff, bliff.
Corporate told me to call the manager and that they will fix it. So that's what I'm basically calling for.
Okay, and what was your order?
I basically had two chicken.
What are you talking about?
I basically had two whole chickens.
In each cheek.
And I was washing it down with a gallon of tartar sauce.
I had a specialty order with a horse taco. That
just a giant horse dick on a bun.
Horse genitalia taco.
Chicken quesadillas, extra chicken.
And did this happen today, you said?
Earlier, yes.
Earlier.
Two chicken quesadillas, extra chicken. Basically what that was an entire breast sitting on top of a tortilla.
And mind you, we are still talking about chicken breasts. We are not talking about any type of breast that could possibly be seen by this man, because he will never see any.
Well, his own.
Well...
He sees that's breasts every time he nods his head.
I was looking
in
the mirror.
This guy, and we're not really understating how big this guy is.
Yeah.
He has tits on his eyelids.
Yeah, he's giant. This man is just, if you've ever seen any movie where there's a giant, like a Goliath figure versus something, Goliath would look at this guy and go, dude, you're huge.
Yeah, pretty much. This guy makes... this guy would make Butterbean look anorexic.
Yes. Earlier. Yeah.
I had the one large fry, the extra large fry.
I like how he says L's. Large. Earlier large.
And seven tacos. Regular tacos. No, nothing extra, just regular tacos.
I had seven tacos earlier. I was...
It's the comic book guy, but he's Mexican. That's who this man is.
Pete.
Yeah.
He talks funny. We get it.
He's the comic book guy.
Enough about the pronunciation.
I really love your guys' tacos. But what happened
clearly,
was...
we know. Dude, you're stating something that is just obvious as all hell.
Is it food? Because if it is, we already know you love it.
Your tacos remind me of something that I used to eat.
Tacos?
Yes. That's where I was going, actually.
Yeah, I figured.
Two chicken quesadillas with extra chicken and then...
Listen to this fatty
breathe. Regular hard shell tacos with the large fry. And basically, I had two. It was supposed to be one Coke.
What?
This guy can't consume one of anything. Unless you're talking about metric tons.
Like that phrase on the potato chip thing, you can't bet you can't eat just one. He takes that for every, like he didn't, he thought.
I bet you can't eat just one elephant.
And another Coke went like.
Yeah, that's getting a little bit more like it, man.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be just one and another.
I was going to drink it intravenously.
Light ice. What I got was of course
he wants light ice. Ice is water, and why the hell would this fat fuck want anything healthy?
No.
No.
Perish the thought.
Iced tea? Or something or other. But I'm going to tell you just like this. This has never happened with you guys, so I understand it might have been an honest mistake. The thing that I don't get is I didn't get my
the
receipt.
The thing that I don't get is thin.
I don't get the concept of dieting. Don't even try it with me.
The thing that I don't get is any clothing size with less than five X's.
The thing that I don't get is any pussy at all.
The thing that I don't get is any waist size that's less than three digits.
The thing that I don't get is anything that is upstairs.
So So that's why I called corporate. I wanted.
That's why he called corporate. He couldn't get anything upstairs. He was called corporate.
Yeah.
To call you guys, but you know what? I'm a CEO of my own company, so I thought I'd call the
CEO of your own company.
Nickel and Dime Productions.
What do you manufacture? Sweat?
We manufacture cardboard signs that have our name on them. And we stand them on my huge fat belly.
Ugh. Yo, of your company and get things straight, because that's just the way our community should work together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, my name's Robert Kennedy. I'm actually sending my son Isaiah and Cody again. And
because I'm too fat to get out of the car.
We run the company from my downstairs.
He has to live in a parking garage because he's too fat to get out of the van.
He's like that chick in the Willy Wonka movie after eating the grape gum.
The blueberry.
Blueberry gum.
She was a giant blueberry.
Earlier.
I can't go. I have salmonella. I got salmonella.
I got salmonella because I tried to eat an entire raw chicken. I also have several ulcers now because the bones poked holes in the lining of my stomach.
He has no gag reflex. Everything just...
He got rid of his gag reflex the day he gained his ninth set of tits on his back.
Ow.
And it's probably not from you guys, but you know what? The sour cream would have made it worse. And I'm sorry to say that, but you guys have been good to me over the years. So
apparently.
Over the many, many years I've eaten your food.
Dude, any place that sells non-healthy food has been good to this guy.
He writes thank you letters after every drive-thru trip.
Thank you for contributing to my morbid obesity.
Earlier.
Fat bag of shit.
Thank you for giving me food earlier.
Like around what time?
I think it was the lunch rush.
There's nothing that this man rushes over except for lunch.
Yeah, and even then, it's not so much rushing as it is he rolls down the hallway at an increased speed.
It's just faster than he was. It's not really that fast.
Yeah, he does like a side somersault, and within a few seconds, it's up to 60.
Oh
man, if it weren't for the trail of grease behind him, I'd probably follow him. Just leaves this trail of fucking fryer grease and shame sweat.
Some poor mistaken soul thinks it's a gravy train and follows it.
We're going down the gravy train.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the second anyone steps in his gravy train, this is what you hear afterwards. Yeah.
I just don't want my son to go over there and have to explain himself. I just.
I'm gonna go ahead and replace your order.
Thank you very much. No problem. My name's Robert Kennedy. My number is 909-350-9237.
Do we call this number?
You know, I really don't think we should, because by now he's got to realize that everyone in the country has it.
Yeah.
And it's most likely been disconnected.
We could try.
Personally, I don't think we should waste the time on it.
All right.
Because I don't have to get up and get the goddamn phone.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. Remember that scene? Remember that scene in American Pie? Like in this, what's this fuck? Just, I'll do it. I'll do.
Here, I'll get it all set up. What's this silly ass's phone number?
I really want to strip to this. I think Kill Pinocchio should strip this song. Can't you just picture some hot blonde diddling herself with this play in the background?
All right, stop it. I need this guy's number.
It's a montage of just 12-year-olds in schoolgirl outfits.
Oh.
All right, hold on. That was awful. I got to fix it.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
And I am, in fact, embarrassed.
Here.
Is 909.
3-1-9-0-9. This is also for all of you out there who want to call him as well.
350.
350.
Uh-huh. 9-2-3-7.
9-2-3-7. All right.
Are we still connected to the Bluetooth?
Well, I'm going to start it ringing before I connect it. Okay, I think we're ringing. It's busy.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
All right, F that idea.
Yeah. We'll try again next week.
Yeah, after the hype's died down on how to scam Del Taco. By the way, if you want to call us, by the way, since we do have a phone system set up.
It is 269-325-1987.
Indeed it is.
And basically, you can comment anytime. My business phone is 951.
951, huh?
Okay, here we go. Which means we need more intermission music.
951
689
689
FATASS
7448
7448 Are we going?
Hello?
Hello?
Pika?
Yes.
This is Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
What's going on, sir?
Well, I found you on the net here, but I can't manage to figure out how to get you to play. And you keep locking up.
It locks up on you.
Yeah.
You're not the only person's had this problem tonight.
Yeah, it seems to have happen quite a bit.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Well, I tell you what you can do, and this is for the listening audience as well. After the show's over, we always post a podcast of the show on the website. You can listen to it there, or you can download it, whatever you want to do. So it is possible, nay, easy, to listen to the show.
Well, I just might have to do that.
Well, all right then.
All right, dude.
All right, thanks for checking in, Dave. See you tomorrow.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Peace out. Well, that was nice.
That really was. Ladies and gentlemen, that was actually one of our co-workers at the illustrious auto parts place we work for. He's one of the few people that works there that isn't a douche.
Yeah, we like Dave.
And let me just say, I don't know if he's going to be listening or not. Probably not, but even if he does, I don't care. Lloyd Wells is a cunt. I just want to state that for the record. Lloyd Wells is a one-eyed cunt.
And as for everybody who's listening, please help us get onto radio stations so that we don't have to answer to Lloyd.
Yeah, pretty much, or anybody else. Our biggest thing, well, you know what, we're going to discuss our business plan in a later show. Let's just finish up with Fat Boy here.
Yeah, oh lordy, Fat Boy.
I think he might have eaten Lloyd.
Contact me at any time. These are my personal phones. I won't be returning.
Your number was 951-689-148.
7448, dear. And
same
you can
as
reach me
weight.
Anytime there. I probably won't be...
Oh, nice. 269-325-1987 is our phone number. Somebody call. Anybody on the chat right now, you're more than welcome to call us in. So,
Yes. Yes. Please call.
Especially...
we want to talk to you.
Yeah, especially the person with the dead baby jokes.
All of you. Yes.
To work tomorrow. I got to take care of this stomach salmonella I got. And
stomach salmonella? I didn't know that it was specific.
Yes, as opposed to kneecap salmonella.
I've got brain salmonella.
Of course, how would he know anyway? His knee has been just engulfed in excess flesh since he was about 9.
He's had a...
We're getting a call!
He's had a pillowy time with his... You're on Loose Cannon Radio. What's your...
Dead baby jokes.
Dead baby jokes?
What about him?
Is that you?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi.
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 Identify yourself for the listening audience.
My name is Dead Baby Jokes. I'm Dead Baby Jokes. I'm aborted fetus years old.
What's up?
It's Coleman, huh?
Coleman?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the Dead Baby Joke guy. Coleman is the Dead Baby Joke guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Coleman's the Dead Baby Joke guy. That's a great nickname to have. Okay. So, how do you make a four-year-old cry twice?
You do this.
We're sorry, Coleman. That was just...
Oh, that timing couldn't have been better.
We just find that funny. Call back in. We'll let you finish your joke.
No, we won't.
If you tell him we won't, he won't call back in, Brad. We know. He knows now.
Okay, terrific.
All right, let's finish up with Fat Boy.
Fat Boy.
You'll recognize my boys. One looks like a tall, white, blonde haired.
One looks like a fat tub of shit. And the other one looks like the brother of a fat tub of shit.
One looks like a fat tub of shit. And the other looks like, oh yeah, a fat tub of shit.
One looks like Mount Vesuvius.
The other looks like Mount Rushmore. He's got four faces.
One looks like Mount Vesuvius in khaki shorts.
The other one looks like a carrot top.
Of course he does. It's because you mistook him for food and dipped him in marinara sauce.
He ran away screaming, no, Daddy, no, don't.
Tried to give him a bath in fucking garlic butter sauce.
And then he put some glasses on a saw, and he said, it's a seesaw.
Yeah,
it's a carrot
top.
It's a carrot top who's fat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, my number goes out. I'll be more than glad to have it.
Thank you. I'll send them in. You'll have the order ready?
I'll send it back to the GM about you not having to receive it, because I do have to, you know, log it in.
It's okay. That's quite fine. That's quite fine. I totally understand. I totally understand. Thank you so much. So should I send them in? Should I send them in with the list, or you're making it right now?
I'm making it right now. Two chicken quesadillas, seven tacos.
Those are obviously all for him.
Yeah, and he's probably going to dip them in ice cream before eating them. Fat slob.
Ice cream. I dip my tacos in ice cream.
The man is just a sow.
He is. This is not a fortunate fella as far as a... Well, first off, DNA probably says, you know what? Everything you eat is going to be inside you forever. And then...
Yeah, what we don't realize is this guy's only 6 years old. This is just all the food compacting. And it deepened his voice. Yeah.
And the large fry, ma'am.
Tacos, yeah, large fry, man. Tacos and fries. Yep. I must visit this place.
On the chat, Coleman, why am I, like, being hated on by everyone?
Oh, we weren't hating on you. I just felt like being an ass.
Yeah, like, you have to realize that just because we're hanging up on people doesn't mean we dislike them.
No.
It's just the most comedic thing we could possibly do at the moment.
It really was. And we're getting yet another call. Liz Cannon Radio, who's this?
Hello?
Yo, what up, Pee-Pee?
Hey, who's this?
Marcus, man, what's going on?
Marcus? I know Marcus.
Marcus for us. How you been, man?
Good, about you?
Pretty good. I'm listening to the show.
I feel like I was mauled by Jesus.
Liking the hanging up on people thing, but please don't hang up on me for crying out loud.
All right, well, what do you got?
For crying out loud, watch the harsh language, sir.
I just turned on the radio show and decided I wanted to call you.
Are you liking it?
Yes.
See, I actually know Marcus.
Okay, Marcus, do you have your pants on?
Yeah, believe it or not, I do.
Then you're obviously not liking it enough.
I actually know Marcus. So Marcus says, I actually have known Marcus for years. This is my friend Marcus, who's local, not...
Oh, really?
Not a listener. This is actually a friend of mine.
Is he funny?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we can have him in studio sometime.
Yeah, do you want to stop in studio sometime, Marcus?
Yeah, dude, definitely.
Cool.
Excellent.
Just let me know when.
You have to prove you're funny right now, though.
And there will be
I am a funny guy.
Ah!
I promise. I'm not as funny when I try to be funny, but hopefully something
funny will occur, which will allow me to show how funny I am.
Okay.
And be funny.
Douchebag.
All right.
All right.
There we go. All right. Well, so you're liking the show.
So Marcus, let me ask you this. What is it exactly that you think you can do that will contribute to the show?
We're sorry, man.
He never should have told me not to.
Yeah, if he did, because if he had exactly not said anything about hanging up, we wouldn't have hung up on you, dude. You know you're my buddy, though, dude.
Yeah, he sounds like a pretty cool guy. I treat everyone like shit.
He was the singer of my brother's band, Joseph and the Mighty Happy Crew.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Oh, that's probably him.
Again?
Hello? Is this Marcus? Hello?
The fuck?
Loose Cannon Radio, you're on the air. Hey. All right. Well, something about Del Taco.
Yeah, because that's all I get to eat. Okay.
That's all I get to eat. Blah, blah, blah.
Loose Cannon, who's this?
Loose Cannon, who's on? Who's on the phone? Hey.
Yo, what up, man? This is Marcus again. I just wanted to let you know that was not me.
Oh, good.
That was just some asshole who sucks.
Who do you think it was?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh man, I think it's like a kitten with a ball of yarn.
Okay, we're just gonna start accepting calls from now on simply to hang up on them. Like, Marcus is my friend and we've hung up on him how many times? Like 2 times now. And somebody else.
Alright. Well, what do you say we wrap this shit up and call it a night, huh?
Yeah, I'd say we're about there.
Alrighty. Let's finish up with Fat Boy.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. All right.
Just go ahead and ask for me.
And what's your name again?
My name is Rosie.
Rosie. Thank you,
I'll be
Rosie.
Eating you later, Rosie.
Have a good
night. Have a good night. You're fodder. Someone will place you into my trough, and I will chow on you.
Yes. Much like swine, I will go right through the bone.
Yum.
Night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Earlier. This is the footage of them getting the food inside the store.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
5 minutes later.
See what happens?
Well, food. You get to watch me chew.
Good drink. Go ahead, white noise. What do you think about it?
Oh, it's the best, man.
I guess that's how you do it.
Yeah, dude.
It's the best, man. That was one of his breasts talking.
All of his flab folds are thanking him.
He has a surgically implanted plug in his nipple into which he drains all the grease from the food he eats. So that way there's no wasted time with digestion. It just goes straight to his tits.
He drains all the grease from his tits into a cup and then drinks it.
Yes.
It's just so he can experience the grease one more time.
It's always good in my picture. Mm-hmm.
This is Mr. Gotti Fettel saying.
This is White Noise.
I'm Bambino. If it ain't raw, it ain't real. Peace out.
If it ain't raw, it ain't delicious.
Oh, Jesus. So anyway, that guy got arrested.
Yes. As well he should have.
That asshole posted that video on there. Somebody forwarded it to his local police, and he got arrested.
Ugh. He looks like a Hispanic Biggie Smalls with Down syndrome. No.
More munchies, more problems.
More munchies, more problems, more heart attacks. Oh, God. Well, I'd say that's probably good of a place to end as any.
Oh, Marcus has joined the chat now. This is good. This is very good. We have more than, like, three people in the chat now.
Yeah.
One of them being us.
All right. Well, I think we should probably go ahead and wrap it up because I got to go make poopies.
Yeah, and I have to not go make... I have to pretend that you're not going to make poopies while I'm sitting here playing on your
computer. You have to talk to me through the door while I'm making poopies.
You okay in there, Brad?
Oh, yeah. Just fine. Hold on one second. I just... Ah! All right, much better. All righty.
Hold on. We need...
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Yes. This is...
This is our new outro.
Yes, I'm...
Well, no, well... This will be appearing in every show from now on, because I know how annoying it is.
Okay, so let's go over what we did, okay? Okay,
here we go.
What sucks is I know that you're not going to shut it off because you're dancing. You're like,
exactly.
You're far away from your computer now, dancing. And I might add, you're dancing in like the most Nancy way possible.
And what's wrong with that, sweetie?
So anyway, now we have to go.
Yes, we have to leave, and we know how sad you are. No, I think we had a pretty good show tonight. I think.
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls for once,
and we hung up on all of them.
I know. But I have
to say... We want callers! We need to get some more callers! And then when we do get the callers, they get...
But we do have to say this. That was kind of the plan. Like, we're like, come on, call in! Like, we're like, gonna be this great, fun show who's gonna hang out with you on a great little Thursday evening jaunt.
No, and we're just gonna be assholes.
Nope, we're jerks. Turns out we're total jerks.
But as always, of course, big time thank you to the lovely Miss Kill Pinocchio for promoting the show, as she always does.
Yes, and hanging out in the chat room.
Yes, yes. And gotta give thanks to all our listeners.
Yes, definitely. Especially the ones that join the chat, because those are the diehards right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
All five of them.
And I will say that we appreciate you who are podcasting.
Yes, all the podcast listeners are definitely not going to go unnoticed. Anybody who's listening to the show, we're stoked you're listening to the show.
Oh, definitely. It's just that our whole thing is, if you can, try to listen live.
Yes.
Just because, we need the ratings.
Yeah, we need the ratings. We need, and people are wondering why we need the ratings. We'll explain that next week, all right, guys?
Yes.
So just to get you guys in on the whole, this side of it, we're going to get you stoked about what we're doing and get this stuff on the road.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well, alrighty, let's do this one more time. I am Brad Mulhook, and that is...
I am Peter Coffin.
And you can go to his website and buy his DVD. And, I guess that's just about it for us this week. We will see you next week, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, with more Loose Cannon Radio. Good night, everybody.